Okay, we saw last time the first statement, the Anshei Knesset Hagdola of Hevu Metunim Bedin. Their second statement is Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. A person should teach many Talmidim. There were two words in this phrase that I think are very important. The first is the phrase Harbe. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Bet Amud Bet understands this in the quantitative sense and quotes our Mishnah in relation to Rabbi Akiva, who of course taught 24,000 Talmidim, who unfortunately all died, but he taught an additional 5 who were the ones who passed on the Mesorah. The Heim Heim He Midu Torah Otasha. They were the ones who kept the Torah going. Rabbi Akiva could have said, I have 24,000 Talmidim, why do I need to teach more? He Midu Talmidim Harbe. You never know who the ones who are going to carry it forward are. Avos to Rabbi Nassim in the second Perek talks about this having been a debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai was very limiting in who he taught. He wanted to make sure to teach someone who was fully appropriate. Beis Hillel said, a person should teach everyone, because there are many people who start off negatively who are eventually changed into the right people. So we see here both in the quantitative and the qualitative sense, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe, teach many and teach all kinds. The other word I want to speak about is the word Hamidu. It doesn't say to teach many Talmidim, it says to stand them up. I think the broader idea here is that the goal in teaching is not just to pass on information and not just to have someone learn from you, but to help stand them on their own 2 feet so they can learn and teach on their own. Many associate this idea with the first Rashi on Parshat Baalotcha, where he explains the term Baalotcha to refer to the light needing to be lit in a way that the flame goes up on its own. You have to leave the match by the wick until the flame can stand on its own 2 feet. Many understand this Rashi symbolically as a model for chinuch in general. Chinuch needs to be until the student can stand on his own. The question is how one does this. I believe one of the answers is what Rashi explains on the Gemara in Erevin Daf Nun Dalet Amud Bet, where Rabbi Akiva, the same one who taught the many students, says that we have to teach Talmidim not only until they learn and until they have the information organized, but Chayiv Laharos Lo Panim. A person has to show face to his student. What does this mean, Laharos Lo Panim? So Rashi explains, you have to teach him to be able to explain it in his own way, and not just spit it back. V'lo yomar kach shamati. Havein ata hata me'atmecha. You understand it on your own, in your own way. The way we stand Talmidim up is by helping them appreciate what they're learning in a way that they can connect with it, in a way that it truly becomes theirs, and it's something they are koneh and can pass on. Let's all strive for this second goal the Anshei Knesset Hagdola teach us, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe.